Awesome praise and worship. Amen. Healing presence of God. Amen. In the house today. Glory to God. Father, we just thank you for your word. Your word that's anointed to destroy every yoke in the name of Jesus. Amen. That our ears are anointed to hear your word. And our heart is anointed to receive that word today, Father. And we just thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Y'all like cartoons, especially Charlie Brown's cartoons, you know. Well, a cartoon written about Lucy and Linus. They were watching it rain, and it was coming down in sheets, you know. We say it's raining cats and dogs sometimes. So in the cartoon, Lucy sighs, my, look at all that rain coming down. If this keeps up, it's going to flood the whole world. Maybe this whole area, and maybe even the whole world. Linus answers without hesitation, Lucy, that'll never happen, because it says in Genesis 9, verses 7 to 17, that God will never again flood the earth. And he's put a rainbow in the sky to prove it, to prove his promise is true. Lucy looks at him and says, you've taken a big load off of my mind. Linus responds immediately, sound theology has a way of doing that, Lucy. Hopefully today I could be able to take a big load off of your mind. Because I'm going to be preaching about the promises of God. Amen. So it takes a big load off of your mind when you know and you trust and believe that all of God's promises, all of God's promises are yes and amen. So we're going to be talking about standing on the promises of God today. Now that I've gotten into the Word more and more over the few years that I have been baptized in the Holy Ghost and just gotten a really revelation of the Word of God, I have come to understand and appreciate more of the songs that we sang in the Baptist church where I grew up at. Because some of the songs we sung were, you know, sad, depressing, but some of the songs were based on the Word of God. And one such song is Standing on the Promises of God. That's an awesome song. It's one of my favorite songs that I remember singing in the Baptist church. And so I'm just going to read that song to you. Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages his praises ring. Glory in the highest, I will shout and sing, standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises that cannot fail. When the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God, I shall prevail. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God, I now can see perfect present cleansing in the blood for me. Standing in the liberty where Christ makes us free. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of Christ the Lord, bound to him eternally in the bound to him eternally by love's strong cord, overcoming daily with a spirit's sword, standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of God, I cannot fall, listening every moment of the Spirit's call, resting in my Savior as my all in all, standing on the promises of God. And the church said, amen. God's promises will never, ever fail. All in the Bible, all the way back from the book of Genesis to the book of Revelation, we find recorded promises which he has made. Promise means a divine assurance of good. And stand means to continue and refers to another meaning, upright and in active position. God is good all the time. Amen. This is a book of promises from Genesis to Revelation. This is our covenant of promise to us as his children, sealed with the blood of Jesus. No greater covenant than that. Amen. So the Bible says, in the Message Bible says in 2 Corinthians 1:20, whatever God has promised gets stamped with the yes of Jesus. That means the agreement. Yes means agreement. In him, this is what we preach and pray, the great amen, God's yes and our yes together, that's agreement, amen, gracious, gloriously evident. God affirms us, making us a sure thing in Christ, putting his yes within us. He's put that agreement in your spirit, amen. By His Spirit, He has stamped us. You have been stamped with the promise of God. Hallelujah. By His Spirit, He has stamped us with His eternal pledge, a sure beginning of what He is destined to complete. So in other words, when our yes becomes yes with God's yes, that's an agreement. Amen? And it gets His approval of God because He's already stamped it with a yes. Amen? So I'm going to read you another little story about a man. That wrote Standing on the Promises of God. His name was Russell Kelso Carter, and he was born in 1849, and he went to his forever home in 1928. And he was a star athlete of a military academy, an excellent student academically, who went on to be a successful teacher and coach. He spent several years as an ordained Methodist minister, after which he went to medical school. He spent the last of his professional years as a doctor of medicine. Carter was also a musician and a songwriter. In 1886, he co-edited songs of Perfect Love with someone named John Sweeney, and he wrote the music for such beloved songs as Beulah Land, Feel Me Now. The hymn book included Carter's most famous hymn, Standing on the Promises. Although Carter was a professed Christian most of his life, it wasn't until a crisis with his natural heart that he began to understand the reality and power of biblical promises. So at age 30, his health was in critical condition, and the physician said, "There's no more that we can do for you." Carter turned to God for help and healing. He knelt and made a promise that, healing or no, his life was finally and forever fully consecrated to the service of the Lord. And it was from that moment that the written word of God became alive to Carter. There was another song Carter had written earlier in his life, and he titled it Standing on the Promises of God. So he began to stand on the promises of healing, determined to believe that no matter what his physical condition, no matter how he felt, over the course of the next several months, his strength returned and his heart was completely healed. Russell Carter lived 49 more years, and he died at the age of 79, still standing on the promises of God. Amen. So as we go through the message this morning, like I said, there's a healing presence in the house of God. And when I was praying for the service today, the Lord spoke to my heart. He said, "Today is a day of healing." So it doesn't surprise me the way the service has gone with everybody's testimony about the healing power of God. So let faith arise within you today. And if you're believing for yourself or for somebody, we are going to anoint you and agree, because God said, "I've already given you my yes. Now I want you to give me your yes by agreeing." And we believe your manifestation of healing is coming forth today in Jesus' name. Amen? Amen? Amen. So anyway, he said, "Today is a day of healing. I desire for my people to walk, to be whole and to walk in health. I want to not only to bring healing to the physical body today, but of the mind, will, and emotion." So many times when emotions are sick, our physical body reacts to that. And so we have symptoms, and sometimes can never find anything physically wrong. God gave us our emotions, but not for them to overrun us or to control us. We are spirit being, and we walk according to the Spirit. So whether you need physical healing in your body, emotional healing in your mind, you just can't get over stuff, God is going to set you free today. You're going to walk out of here not like you came, in Jesus' name. Amen. So we're going to be talking about the promises of God, promises of God. So standing, the dictionary defines standing to be take up or maintain a position, to remain firm or steadfast, or to be located or situated. These definitions may evoke in your mind the idea of a foundation, a firm footing, or a solid base, standing on the promises of God. Promises, according to the New Bible Dictionary, are words that go forward into unfulfilled time. These words reach ahead of their speaker and ahead of their recipient to make an appointment between them for some time in the future. So you never know when you're going to have to call on the promises of God. Amen. It might be not be today, but you're the recipient of that that may need that promise to be fulfilled later. So it's still true yesterday, it's true today, and it will be true tomorrow or next week, whenever you need and latch a hold of that promise of God. The Bible, a promise also means a legal binding statement that gives the person to whom it was made the right to expect or to claim. What greater binding agreement that you have than a covenant with God that was sealed in the blood of Jesus? Amen. The Bible says in Psalms, "Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. It stands firm in the heavens." Whatever, we have the power to, so whatever is declared in heaven can be declared on earth. Whatever is declared unlawful in heaven is declared unlawful in the earth. He's given you the power to speak that. So we're not waiting on God to do something. He's waiting on us to speak what He's already spoken. Amen? So settle means established, done deal, already happened. When something's settled, it can't get no more settled than what it's settled. God has already gone before us to establish the promises. We are the present time with faith. Believe that which has already been done by God to see it brought into manifestation in our life as needed. I want to read that again because that was a mouthful. God has already gone before us to establish the promises. We are in the present time with faith. Believe that which has already been done by God to see it brought into manifestation in our life as needed. Amen. So in other words, we're not believing to make something happen, or we're not trying to figure out how or when, because it's already established. So he says, just trust me in what I have already established. 1 Peter 1:5 says that we have been given exceeding great and precious promises. We have been given great and precious promises. So God will stand by what He says.
Amen.
He will stand by what He says. So when we begin to speak, He stands behind us and you go. You speak. You declare. Hallelujah. Numbers 23:19 says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither son of man that he should repent. Hath he spoken and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken and shall he not make it good? So God has given us those great, exceeding, and precious promises as an assurance so that we walk by faith and then we wait for the manifestation of those promises to be fulfilled in our lives. So when you know something that belongs to you, it becomes valuable to you. Amen. When you know something that belongs to you, you do what you know to do to protect it because it becomes valuable to you. So you're more apt to protect it and to lay hold on it because you know it belongs to you. So the Word of God should be that like that to us. It should become precious to us. It should become valuable to us. Because remember when I preached the message that life, He wants us to speak life. Amen? So the Word of God should become precious to us. It should become valuable to us. And because within the pages in this book is what we need to get through this life. Because like I said before, we're going to have it all when we get to heaven anyway. It's going to be completed. And like I said before, we need a little help along the way. Amen? So this is our roadmap to get through this life. So in the natural, we understand that there are laws that protect us when someone tries to take something that legally belongs to us. We're protected by the laws of the land. So we stand our ground based on the law that has been established by man. Someone comes and tries to take something of yours, you can say it is law, it is written, that you can't take what belongs to me. So it is something that we work for, we feel as if we've earned it, so therefore we're protected by the law to keep it as ours. So if you're born again, saved by the blood of Jesus, amen, then you have entered into a covenant relationship with the creator of this universe, the one that breathed life into you, and you are protected by the blood of Jesus. It is written you are protected by the blood of Jesus. So now you have become part of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God lives in you. You are the kingdom of God in the earth now. So there are principles that govern this kingdom, not by the law of works, thinking you've earned it, but by the law of grace. Amen? So the Bible says you've been given precious promises for being part of that kingdom. Part of that kingdom. So when you feel like that you don't deserve the promises of God, that you don't deserve healing, that you don't deserve prosperity, you do, because you're part of the kingdom of God as His child. It says, for 1 Peter 1:4 says, for by these He bestowed on us His precious and magnificent of an inexpressible value. So at the moment you realize that you're a sinner and you need a Savior, you accept His saving grace, and as I said before, you know, you're all excited and everything because you've been connected back to your covenant-keeping God that says, you're my child, and you finally woke up and realized that and accepted my grace and my saving power. So, you know, you could go to heaven disgusted, broken, and broke, depressed, and anxious. But why should you? Amen? Why should you? So, you know, that song that has become very popular, and it has a little ring to it, you're a winner either way. You know, don't settle for that. Because sometimes when we begin to listen to a song, we settle for what's being sung. And you are a winner either way, but we want to stay here as long as we can. Amen? So, but don't allow it to become your theme song to give up, to quit believing, or to quit hoping on the promises of God to be fulfilled in your life. That's what I'm saying. Yes, you are a winner either way, but don't allow that to become your theme song to give up, to quit believing, and to give up hope. Because as long as there's breath in your body, you have hope. As long as you are still breathing, you have hope. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
So when we read the pages of the Bible, we know that it's inspired not just by men writing of their own accord, but who have been inspired by the Holy Spirit. And those words are promises as of a covenant that's been given to us. Promises that will cause us to live well on this earth if we believe and partake of them. Because He is a good Father. We don't judge our heavenly Father by our earthly Father sometimes. Because some people do not have an earthly Father. They do not have a good earthly Father relationship. But we don't judge that by our relationship with God. He's a good, good God. And He has your best interest in mind. But now you have a Father that will treat you well as you accept what He has done. Because Matthew 7 says, which one of you ask his son for bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will you give him a serpent? If you know how evil had a good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those that ask? Then we have another scripture over in Psalms 103. Says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. And then it goes on to say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and don't forget all of His benefits. There are benefits for being a child of God. Most people get their insurance policies or mortgage, and they will look around because they're trying to find the best benefit package. When you got saved and you got born again, you could find no better benefit package of living life on this earth.
Amen.
Than the written word of God. Do not forget His benefits. And He goes on to say, these are some of His benefits. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who heals all thy diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. These are promises. God's promises are His benefits to us as covenant people of God. Who satisfies your mouth with good things. Let all that I am praise the Lord. With my whole heart I will praise His holy name. Let all that I am praise the Lord. This is another translation, but I didn't write down where it was from. That I may never forget the good things He does for me. He has forgiven all my sins, heals all my diseases, has healed all my diseases, redeems me from death, crowns me with love and tender mercies, filled my life with good things, so that my youth is renewed like the eagles. Blessed, and Psalm 68 says, blessed the Lord who daily loadeth us with His benefits, even the God of our salvation. Bless God simply means to praise Him or to honor His name. Give him recognition. Bless God. I am recognizing you as God that daily loads me with your benefits. The Hebrew translation of bless is means to kneel, indicating the idea of honoring the Lord. So we do not add anything to him when we bless him, yet we worship him as our appropriate response to his greatness and for being a good, good father. Because you can't add anything to God or take anything away from God. He is God, whether you honor or whether you recognize him or not. And he wants to daily load you with his benefits, whether you accept them or not. But he wants to because you are his child, and he wants to bless you. Benefit. I love the definition of benefit. Benefit means to treat a person well. Isn't that awesome? Benefit. Who daily loads you with benefits. He wants to treat you well. He wants the promises to come to pass in your life and for you to partake of them. Benefit, to treat a person well. God is your Heavenly Father, your provider, your protector, your caregiver, wants to treat you well and knows how to treat you well. You know? And forget means to be oblivious of from want of memory or attention. Do you know when we start forgetting about the promises of God? It's when we quit blessing him. Because when we are blessing God, we're giving him recognition, and he keeps us in the forefront of our mind. So to forget means to be oblivious from want of memory or attention. So when we're blessing God, we're bringing attention to God and who he is. So we need to allow it to get into our hearts. Daily loadeth us with benefits, which is the promises of God. So part of that is trusting God that he will do what he says he will do. Trusting God means we have to believe in something we can't see at the moment and often don't understand. So many times we want to live with our senses, you know, taste, hear, touch, smell, and all that. But that's not how the kingdom of God operates. He doesn't go by our senses. It goes by faith. He goes by faith. So we find it easier to trust as humans. We find it easier to trust in things that we can see, touch, taste, and feel. Because we want it there before we believe. But he says, believe and trust, and then it'll happen. So most of the time, and sometimes we're like, you know, doubting Thomas. Remember Thomas said, unless I see the nail marks in your hands, put my fingers where the nails are, and put my hand into your side, I'll not believe. But God wants us to go beyond that and said, I believe even though I don't see. I trust even though I don't see. Amen. Amen. So Jesus shows him and then he believes. And he says, Thomas, because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. So that was the word trust. So what does it mean to trust? Webster's Dictionary defines trust as a basic dependence on someone or something, a belief that something will happen or someone will act in a prescribed way. You can know beyond a shadow of doubt that God will act according to the way he said he would act. Because he's a good, good father. So most of you would say, well, I trust God. But sometimes that is easier said than done. So trusting God means we have to believe in something we can't see at the moment and don't often understand it. So God wants us to trust him. And we have many examples in the Bible, our covenant, our roadmap, the valuable words in this book, the precious promises of God that should become valuable to us. So Moses trusted God to deliver the Israelites out of the Red Sea. Joseph trusted God while in Pharaoh's prison. David trusted God for victory when he went up against Goliath. Jonah trusted God to answer his prayer in the belly of the big fish. Noah trusted God when he was told to build an ark in the middle of the desert when everybody else thought he was crazy. But trusting God goes against our nature, our human nature. But now that you're saved and born again, you've taken on a new nature. Yes. Amen. You are a new person in Jesus Christ. So trusting God sometimes is hard because it means that we have to admit that we're not in control of our lives. You're not the co-pilot. Right. And sometimes when we go crashing, we understand that we've tried to take over the pilot's seat. And we don't know how to fly the airplane. So get out of the pilot's seat, amen. Get in the passenger seat and go with God for the ride. Amen? So we continue to take it one day at a time, standing on the promises of God. So I want to leave you with this scripture in 2 Corinthians from the NIV that I read at the beginning. For no matter how many promises God has made, they are yes in Christ, and so through Him the amen is spoken by us. The amen agreement is spoken by us to the glory of God. Amen. So I want to open up for prayer today. The healing power of God is in this place. Amen. It doesn't go by emotion or excitement or all that. It's simply faith and believing what God has said is ours. And part of that benefit is healing. Amen. Part of that benefit is healing. That's already been done. Amen. So I want you to come today. I want to lay my hands on you and pray and agree with God. And agree with the Word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You going to play something, Glenn? Amen. Everybody believe what I said? If you really believe what I said, you ought to be running up here. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Father, we're just going to stand on your word right now. Because your word says that we're healed by your stripes. Thank you, Father God, for your anointing to break every yoke in the name of Jesus. And as I lay my hands on these people, God, I've come into agreement with your word. My yes is your yes, God. My amen is my yes in agreement with your yes, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Healed in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Healed in the name of Jesus. Every emotion that's been wrecked by life. God says, I'm connecting the dots and I'm bringing healing to every part of your being. Every part of your being. Memories are being healed in the name of Jesus. You will no longer think I was, but you will begin to think I am because of God's goodness. And I just speak that healing over you in the name of Jesus as God breathes fresh life into you. The wind of the Holy Spirit blowing fresh over you right now in the name of Jesus. Bringing healing and hope to every fiber of your being. All he is waiting is a yes from you. In Jesus' name. Healing. Healed in the name of Jesus. Healed in the name of Jesus. Healed. Jesus' name.
I know I'm healed, but I just got some symptoms that we had to get rid of.
Amen. I speak to every muscle in your body to be restored in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I speak strength to your body, and every fiber of your being is whole. In Jesus' name, I come into agreement with God's word and agreement with what I know that you know concerning God's promises for you. In Jesus' name, healed and made whole. In Jesus, I speak supernatural strength from the top of your head to the soles of your feet. To the tips of your fingers. Oh, Shaye, Isama Bate, Isato. No tata latita coma boho so poya. Mena diando no coma mama ho so da 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 da. Be made whole. The wind of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Yahshua, mama, mama. Oh, complete healing, Father, for those that she's standing in for. Be made whole in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Healing in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Speak healing to your body. In the name of Jesus, every part of your life be made whole. The Word of God working mightily in you to bring it to fruition. In Jesus' name, every need met, doors open. Doors open now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for this family. Thank you for meeting every need they have in Jesus' name. Oh, I just speak opportunity, Lord. Opportunity. Opportunity. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for your healing power. Stand in agreement with your yes, God. And amen. Complete healing over you in Jesus' name. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet. I speak healing to your feet in the name of Jesus, that they are strong. Every bone and every tendon, I speak healing to it in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Korek oshoho bababahasataya. Speak healing to every fiber of your being. Continued health all the days of your life. God satisfies you with long life. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name is your portion, says God. Oh, thank you. Feet that run swiftly at the voice of God. Thank you for your word that's hidden in our heart, God. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Yes, Holy Spirit, breathe fresh on fill us today, God. In the days ahead, you are our comforter, Lord. I speak continued healing, God. Oh, yes, God. Satisfying our long, long life. Healing a portion of your daughter, God. And I speak that over her in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you for your word concerning her, God. Thank you for her faithfulness to you in that word, God. Thank you, Jesus, for a servant's heart. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I really hear and just been thinking about ears all morning. So I just want you to lay your hands on your ears right now. Anyone that's, if you're having problems with your ears or, we're just going to pray for ears right now. In Jesus' name, Father. Oh, yasato o tatata litikia son tataya. Shobreki shahama bababasira diarakobabahasia. Thank you, Father God. I just speak for eardrums to be restored in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God. Thank you, Father God, for ears to be opened and enlightened to your word, God. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God. And if you see somebody today or in the next week that's talking about having ear problems, ask them if you could just lay your hand on them. I believe the anointing of God is just on you right now. That's going to be carried till next week. If you hear, see anybody this week that has ear problems, I encourage you just say, let me pray for you. God's going to heal those ears. Amen. He is going to heal those ears.
stand up, and I want to pray the favor of God on you and speak the blessing of God over you for this upcoming week. Hallelujah. Father, we just lift our hands to you. Thank you for your word. Thank you for all the promises of God that you've given us, God. And I just speak your favor over these people right now in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that they are the head and not the tail, that you're opening doors for them, God, this week. Lord, that they find that they're the favor of the Lord. They find favor wherever they go this week, God. From parking places to money cometh to them in the name of Jesus. Finding favor with that child that's called them that they haven't talked to in a long time. Finding favor in their marriages, God. Finding favor with the bank and on their job. Job promotions coming from the north, east, south, and west so that you can be blessed. I speak God's blessing of prosperity on you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, yes, God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You are blessed to be a blessing, church. Go forth. You are carriers of the Word of God. And when something is a carrier of something, that means you have the potential to infect somebody. Amen. So you go and infect somebody with the love of Jesus this week because you're the carrier of God's love. Amen.
Amen.